Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Participants should wear boots and clothes they don't mind getting dirty. That disclaimer doesn't sound too enticing, but in the past 3 years, it's drawn about 100 9 to 18-year-olds to the Dare to Dairy program, with an obvious focus on youth.
The average age for the farmers is in the upper 50s, 60s. We have a lot fewer farmers now. Whenever I started in this position, we had over 1,000 dairies in the state of Kentucky, and now we're down to 750.
UK Extension Associate Rockcastle County native Larissa Tucker says 3 years ago, the idea came from an undergrad student in the dairy club, enthusiastic about agriculture and what he was seeing and learning.
And really wanted to get some of the hands-on activities that they had learned through class here at UK and show those to some of our younger youth in order to get them more excited about animal agriculture.
And about dairying in particular. Again, they learn about the day-to-day aspects of dairy life and some of the science up close and personal.
We have a station on nutrition where they get the chance to look at the rumen and what happens, because a rumen functions a whole lot different than the human stomach functions, so that's pretty exciting for them.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
At the core, most any farm is a family, and I'm proud to work with my family every day.
It's hard to explain if you haven't experienced it, but farming is not just a living, it is a lifestyle.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming.
I think a lot of people are very happy to know that neighbors, people like us, are the ones raising the food.
And we want our neighbors to enjoy the same product that we serve to our people.
Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
UK Extension Associate Larissa Tucker says their Dare to Dairy program has been popular. Local extension offices can help with registration details. And she noted that older average farmer age and dwindling dairy numbers make this approach all the more important.
We have a larger population that is not really hands-on as far as day-to-day milking cows and seeing what happens on a dairy farm. So this event kind of takes that and the science behind that and puts it together.
And on the science side, they'll have a modern-day milking parlor on display with equipment they didn't have just a few years ago.
All of our cows have on pedometers that measure their activity and also measures their temperature and the outside temperature. So there's lots of things like that that they're going to get to see too.
That Dare to Dairy event, October 26th at UK's Coldstream Farm in Lexington. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.